They didn't even allow to make our say known to the Ghanaians, because you could see that the speaker wasn't allowing to call the minority leader to express our view on this issue, because what they have done has a lot of illegality. But the 1727 of the Standing Orders of Parliament says that the ballot paper that should be used in the voting must have the speaker's initial and a stamp. And the ballot paper they gave us contained the speaker's signature without a stamp. And they will not even allow, the speaker will not even call the minority leader to explain this in so that they can do the property. So because they think they have the numbers, they can do anything that they want.
But the speaker later on retracted and then called for a different set of papers.
Even the one they use contained the speaker's signature. The order didn't contain the signature and the stamp, because the order said it should be the initial of the speaker and the stamp of the speaker. The order did not say the speaker should sign the ballot paper. But what did they do? They signed and stamped. Even that was after we have protested. They would have gone ahead and used the one without a stamp, which was not validated. How do we know if somebody went and duplicate the same thing, do the photocopy, and then vote more than the number? If the speaker don't want to listen to our views, why should they want our votes? If you don't want our views and you want our votes, that is why we abstain. You don't want to be part of illegality.
He said even though the majority will always have the numbers on their side, it is only proper that the minority are given audience to express their view.
Unfortunately, this is going to be shown on television for all Ghanaians to see. If the speaker is not biased, let the Ghanaians judge. But that is a view of some of our members, that the speaker has been biased. Anytime there is an issue that the minority want to speak, the speaker will not allow the minority to speak. In parliamentary democracy, that is the beauty of it. Allow the minority to air their views. And when they come to voting, you use your numbers to defeat him. At least we would have expressed our view for the greater population of Ghanaians to judge. But if you don't want to allow the minority to speak, it's not being biased. We want to express our position in whatever we want to do. Because if we express that through voting, they will use their numbers to defeat us. Ghanaians wouldn't have listened to our side of the argument. We want, look, we are doing this thing for Ghanaians. 26, 27 million Ghanaians must know what is going on in parliament, because we represent our people. So we want our people to know our position, that this is something that is illegal. We need to respect the standing orders of our parliament. We need to respect the law of this country. We will never win because they are more than us, for the fact that the voting here is strictly on simple majority. So we'll definitely not win. And for us in parliament, that's the end. No, I'm not disappointed. That is the beauty of democracy. My only disappointment is the behavior of the speaker. Mm.